world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. You can see the lovely visages of Bill Kerlick and Mark Porter. Today is a big day, people. It is a rite of passage. It's a holiday in some states. It's a holiday in Ohio. Spring practice officially starts today. Dudes will be on the field. That means if you were here yesterday, you know they released a bunch of new guys to the media, and there are interviews and everything all over the site. Today, Ryan Day and Chip Kelly will meet the media afterwards, and I imagine that will be extremely interesting. We've got a great show for you. Easy for me to say. We have a great show planned for you. A lot of recruiting stuff. With spring practice comes visits, comes a lot of interest. But first, a message from our sponsor, Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. This stuff is legit. There's been stuff on here we've had to kind of mark it through our teeth. Not this. This is legit. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. 35 different options to choose from every week. Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto. Two-minute meals. You fuel up fast. Restaurant-quality meals. Ready to eat whenever you are. There's also other stuff like pancakes, smoothies, breakfast food, no prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat. No prepping, no cooking. Just pop it in the microwave. Flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. You can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. It's the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved and approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/bucknuts50 and use code bucknuts50 to get 50% off. That's code bucknuts50 at factormeals.com/bucknuts50 to get 50% off. As I told the boys, that's the least embarrassing of our two asks today, but I digress. Spring practice, it is here. We're going to get a chance to see a lot of these new guys. Now, we're only going to get to see T-shirts and shorts beginning of practice, so there will be no real football. But we're going to get to see some dudes running around, and we're going to get to see some visitors. Bill, can you give us an idea of how spring practice looks from a recruiting perspective? I think we all know this is a momentum deal here. Ohio State is the squad. They're the hot team. So they want to take advantage of it. How will they do so this spring, Bill?
Well, what Ohio State usually does, and really it's very, very much the same this year, is they kind of gradually ramp up things visit-wise for recruits. The first week, they only practice twice. Today is the very first practice, and then they have a practice on Thursday. And then next week is spring break for Ohio State, so they take that week off. And then they resume practicing the week of March 18th, and visits then resume at that point. So what they usually do is the first week, being that it's early March and usually not great weather, although yesterday it was 72 and mostly sunny, here in Central Ohio on a Monday afternoon, March 4th. Today, March 5th, is not much different. It's nice out there. So actually, the weather's good here today. Not the typical thing for Columbus at the beginning of March. But they are doing the more typical thing. They kind of like to have, or they usually have, more local guys, Ohio guys, maybe Indiana, you know, the nearby states visit this first week. And then things ramp up as they get to mid-March and then into April, and the visits really start coming with big-name prospects. Now, having said that, there are some interesting guys visiting Ohio State this week. One of them is Luca Gilbert. He's a tight end they've already offered from Westchester, Lakota West. The interesting thing there is he's interested in getting an official visit scheduled to Ohio State. So he told me he would be talking with Keenan Bailey, the tight ends coach, about possibly getting an official visit scheduled back to Ohio State for June. And like I said, he will be at Ohio State today. You've got Dwayne Galloway. We've talked about him, the cornerback from Marion Franklin, visiting Ohio State today. And a kind of interesting guy, Drayden Pavey from Cincinnati Taft, a defensive lineman. I don't necessarily predict that he's going to get an offer today, but he's a guy that I think is a little bit interesting. He's certainly on Ohio State's radar screen, or they wouldn't have him be visiting today. And then you go into March 7th, which is Thursday, and that's when it gets more interesting. You've got Damian Shanklin. He is the number two or number three prospect in the state of Indiana, depending on who you want to look at. He is a defensive end that has got a really strong offer list, and I'd be more surprised if he does not get an offer from Ohio State when he visits on Thursday I just think he's going to get an offer from Ohio State. I think there's a very good chance of that when he visits on Thursday. You've also got Nolan Davenport. He's an offensive tackle from Massillon, Washington. Would not be at all surprised if he got an offer on Thursday. I think, you look at his offer list, he's got 26 offers right now, and some of them are pretty strong offers. He'll be there on Thursday. Javion Campbell is a defensive end from Kentucky. I think has a shot at an offer. I think that it might be a little early for him, but I would not rule that out. And Brody Lennon is a really interesting tight end from Gates Mills Gilmore Academy. Keenan Bailey did not get to see him during the evaluation period, and he told Brody he wished he would have seen him. He didn't see his film before then, and once Keenan Bailey saw his film, he thought, this guy has got a shot at a possible offer. So he'll be at Ohio State on Thursday. I think that's an interesting one. Preston Bowman, the wide receiver from Pickerington. Pickerington North will be at Ohio State on Thursday. And Tavian St. Clair is hoping to be there. He's been a little bit under the weather, but if he's feeling better by then, he'll be there on Thursday. And then at the end of the week is a really interesting one. If it happens, and I assume it's going to, Nassar Wyatt. He is from Modern Day High School, and he is absolutely a top-of-the-board guy. They don't usually like to have those guys come on non-practice days or days where Ohio State is out of session. But March 9th is when he is planning to be at Ohio State. So providing that still happens, that's a big, big visit. Even if classes aren't in session and even if they're not practicing, if he makes it, the red carpet's going to be rolled out.
A lot of great names there, Bill. Nassir Wyatt jumps out to me just because I saw Tom Loy flip a crystal ball for Oregon recently, but I do know Ohio State is after him. Impact defensive guy with some serious juice. Mark, the name that jumped out to me there was Luca Gilbert, the tight end. We've got a whole array of recruiting reports coming from Mark. I don't want to overload everybody during the early time, but we've got reports coming on a great tight end, a great safety, and a great in-state running back coming in the next week. I don't want to overload you guys when we're getting a lot of team stuff, but Luca Gilbert, I think if Luca Gilbert was from another state, we'd see him maybe even higher as more of a national type guy. we tend to take these local guys a little bit for granted, which we probably shouldn't. Am I right to say that Luca Gilbert kind of jumps out to me among the names, at least from the Ohio guys?
Yeah, and it's because he's gotten better. Every single time we've seen him, he had that young basketball body, and he was like, wow, could he even push anybody around? And now he's turned into the man. You know, the shoulders and the body have come along. The blocking has come along. When I went to see him play, I think he caught like a 50-yard touchdown pass where he streaked right down in the middle of the field. I'd classify him as a pretty balanced tight end where he's good at both the receiving and running game. But his upside still hasn't been scratched. Like, he's going to get better and better. I think that he could be in the Jake Ballard mold or one of those Howard Irvin roles or Nick Vinette. He's got that, you know, dual tight end that we like. Even the guys like Cade Stover, he's much bigger than Cade Stover. And, you know, Cade Stover's, you know, plenty thick and, you know, great blocker. So this kid, I think, like you said, if he was maybe from another state, his national ranking may be a little bit higher. I don't know how he's fallen under the radar, like a Lakota West or his ranking is, but I have been more than pleasantly surprised every time I show up and watch him play to watch his progression.
I can give you the real quick ranking. Luca Gilbert is the number 238 overall prospect for the class of 2025 in the 247 sports rankings. He's the number 14 tight end in the country in the 247 sports rankings and the number 9 overall player in the state of Ohio.
For having that much NFL upside, that might be a little low. And I don't ever crash those rankings or whatever, but he would seem to be, if he could just walk and chew gum at the same time for the next 4 years at Ohio State, he's going to the NFL. You know, like, he's got that type of size. I mean, 6'7", you know how many tight ends in the NFL are 6'7"? Not many. And he might not be a legit 6'7", Bill. Maybe
he is. No, I was just going to say that.
I would agree.
He's
legit.
I was going to say 6'6", you know, like, but 6'7", I don't think I've covered a prospect that is that tall and that long. So there's the cynicalness in me to not even want to give him the full credit of how much upside he may have.
Bill, I'll let you comment on it. And I know everyone loves when I talk about this. My son tried out for a basketball team with Luca Gilbert a few years ago. I'll bet he's closer to 6'8" than 6'6". He is legit. I'm not kidding. He's tall. I, for some reason, 6'6" looks kind of normal to me. When you get to be 6'7", 6'8", like, it looks a little different. He is legitimately tall. He's not a 6'4" and a half guy we're saying is 6'6". Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you know me, I'm notoriously trying to not overhype somebody, because if I say it and it's on a podcast or the scout says it and they see him and he's not 6'7", well, my credibility shot, you know, like, so I always, like I said, I'm probably one of the more cynical evaluators out there, or more skeptical guys, where I'll flip through a lot of things before I'll don you the next, you know, or anoint you the next Christ. So, yeah, but I'm on your side, but I was just being cautious ever saying anyone's that big.
It's fair. Height and your 40 time are subject to interpretation. They could be drastically different than what you are marketed as, because they're very impactful.
A woman's age and her weight are about as guarded as a guy's 40 time and his vertical and his height. Yeah. Those numbers are never right when people give them.
Just say blank annual 39th birthday. That's what I always say. That doesn't bother them. Go ahead, Bill. I saw you want to jump in there. Anything, William, to throw in there?
Also, we had on Bucknuts, I think it was yesterday, an item about the crews that they have, that the players sometimes
Buckeye
crews,
yep.
You know, the Buckeye crews. And how the quality of young men that Ryan Day is bringing into the program. So Luca Gilbert would fit that quality really well. You mean, you talk about a quality young man. I went down and saw Lakota, I think it was the first round of the playoffs. It was a game that they won, I don't know, 60-0 or something like that. So basically they didn't need to throw the ball. They didn't throw the ball. Luca Gilbert played half the game, had nothing thrown his way because they didn't need to throw the ball. So basically I saw him block some and against a team that they beat 60-0. After the game, you know, he told me, I'm really sorry you had to come down for, you know, this, Mr. Kerlick. He said, I know you didn't get to see what you wanted to see. And I mean, he was just most kids wouldn't say that. And he went out of his way to say he wished I would have been able to see a better game and a more competitive one, and a game that he got to do more. But as you said, Dan, I saw him enough to know that he's a pretty legitimate 6'7".
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And this is just, I realize it's buck nuts, but Ohio State's in a great position now where they're pretty much selecting as much as they are recruiting. They don't need to take, I call them donks. They don't need to take guys who are liabilities in the locker room. They don't need to take guys who are poor students. They don't need to take guys who are, attitude problems. They are in the spot now where they can get the best. They're like Duke basketball. They can take what they believe to be the ideal prospect in almost every spot, and that's great.
If you look real quick at the tight ends that they are recruiting, Nate Roberts, who I have crystal balled, Ohio State from Oklahoma, you talk about a quality young man. Oh, my goodness. You know, and he's the number one tight end on their board. He is a tremendous football player, and what a quality young man. You got Brock Schott over in Indiana, who has now scheduled an official visit to Ohio State. Really quality young man. I mean, across the board, tight ends, position by position, they're recruiting some great young men.
We'll have a ton on Nate Roberts coming on Thursday. He's going to be one of the guys we're focused on.
We'll talk about Brody Lennon, the tight end they're going to bring up from Gilmore. He's not cut out of the same mold as the Nate Roberts. You know, we have the breakdown of him coming. But he's a speed tight end. He's rumored to have run around 4.50 or 4.6 in the 40. So he can fly. He may fill an H-back role, that move tight end role, maybe not your typical inline. You know, has a little versatility to him, but wouldn't rule him out that if he had to play defense in college, and maybe it's not Ohio State, he's great on both sides of the ball. I mean, they used him at nose man. They used him at defensive end. They used him at outside linebacker. And that's what he should be doing at Gilmore Academy, playing pretty much every position on the field.
Well, if you watch his video, you'll be impressed.
Whew. Yeah, Gilmore is a tremendous private school academically. I think it's one of the best private schools in the Cleveland area, that and like university school. So he'll get into this. His SATs will be high enough, that's for sure. I don't think – has Gilmore ever sent a player to Ohio State, Bill?
I'd have to I can't think of someone right off hand, but, you know, that's 36 years. There might have been somebody in there during my time. I just can't think of anybody right off hand.
I'll bet you the collective gets several donations from Gilmore grads, many a CEO aplenty there. Let me talk about another company that has a great CEO and a sponsor. That is Joy Mode. And I think I speak for most men when I say we want to have better sex. I know I'm speaking for the dean and the grand poobah. And for the sake of our partner, we may need to have better sex. The issue is that over-the-counter pills contain unregulated chemicals, suggest unsafe doses, and include the risk of several other health problems. That's why we partner with our friends over at Joy Mode. Whether you're looking to spice up your intimate moments or increase your confidence in the bedroom, Joy Mode makes all-natural and science-backed supplements dedicated to helping men perform better across their core function. Their trademark product, the Sexual Performance Booster, is every man's solution for increased blood flow, stamina, and performance. It's like a pre-workout, but for sex. Simply mix 6 to 8 ounces of water. Simply mix with 6 to 8 ounces of water for 45 minutes before sexual activity and watch the magic unfold literally. Redefine your intimacy and go to usejoymode.com for 20% off with code BUCKNUTS. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at usejoymode.com. Ingredients with integrity, Joy Mode. And I know everyone pokes fun at those, but you'd be amazed at the amount of feedback I get of people who actually use these products, and that's why people, these advertisers, keep re-upping. Now, one thing that's been brought up here on several spots is kind of this Cali vibe with Chris Henry going out to modern day. Let's say out-of-towner vibe, moving from Ohio out to Cali. There's people asking questions about Dorian Brew, who moved from Northmont in Dayton here to Conroe, Texas this past year. And there's a discussion about, especially because Nasir Wyatt came out. We know Jordan Davison also at Modern Day Ohio State's really working there. But there's some concern that because those dudes, example, Henry and Brew, have left the state, they will be harder to bring into the fold. I'd like to get both of your opinions on that. First, Bill, how does this affect the recruiting? Let's just talk Chris Henry. Do you think this hurts, helps, doesn't affect what?
Well, I think you'd rather have him here in Cincinnati, Ohio, if you had your druthers as far as proximity. On the other hand, playing in modern day, you talk about a program that's going to help prepare you to make the jump from high school to college to Ohio State. That's you don't do a whole lot better, if any better, than that program. So I guess you can look at both sides of the coin there. I do think that I know that there are going to be schools that are going to continue and are continuing to recruit Chris Henry out there. And I'm sure USC and the Texas schools and so forth. And I think that he will at least look at those schools. Now, as long as Brian Hartline and Ryan Day are Ohio State, I like Ohio State's chances of keeping Chris Henry with his commitment to the Buckeyes. In the case of Dorian Brew, he is someone that I crystal balled to Ohio State, and I was very confident that when he was going to announce on his mother's birthday, which was January 24th, that he was going to announce for Ohio State. But that didn't happen. He postponed things, and now he's in the process of scheduling official visits. So I think that one, as I mentioned, I don't know, a few weeks ago, that one's more up in the air. You know, I still have Dorian crystal ball to Ohio State, but the Texas schools are involved there certainly, and other schools are still trying to work on him. That one's not a done deal to Ohio State. Ohio State's going to have to work hard to land him. There's no question about that, and they will continue to work hard on him.
Long way to go. Yep. But I do imagine when the California people see him play, good Lord, it's going to be hard to hold them off. We'll see, though. He's got some serious Ohio ties. We may be able to pull that off. All right, hold one sec here.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So if you wanted my take.
Hold a sec. Okay. Derek Williams says, I wish Chris Henry Jr. just transferred to Hoban. Don't we both? Don't we all? Yeah. Speaking of Hoban, Mark, you've got some video here of some guys that I'd like you to walk us through.
Okay. I was just going to say, as soon as he said Hoban, I don't know where they put Chris Henry on the field. I mean, the workout I just watched, there was only a handful of Hoban kids there, but they're all Division I players. I mean, to crack that lineup at Hoban right now, you better be a Division I player, even if it's just on the MAC level. What we did is last week I went to a workout up at Roth Town in Cleveland, and what you're seeing here is Eli Lee. And the video we had last week, really, I didn't expect to see Eli Lee at a workout. I didn't expect to have video. And these guys are working in the dark. I think they go to these workouts, and they don't realize that this video may show up on what, the number one podcast in the 24/7 network, and thousands of fans may be watching them. So I wanted to give you a little better look at Eli and an idea of what they're doing. This is really the how you make the sausage, the stuff that goes on before you see these guys at a camp. And, you know, a lot of these drills, they're working on stuff, catching tennis balls and doing things to improve hand eye. It's a pretty impressive workout that these trainers put these kids through for an hour and a half. And then the one-on-ones. Last week we didn't see Eli cover much because people kept running two-yard outs on him, but we get to see him run down the field here, and that's Akron Hoban's tailback running down the field with him. And you can see the speed there when he turned and run. I don't know if you can feel that on the video, but in person, when he opened it up right there, that's a big human being flying down the field. And if you saw that, that was a slot receiver he was trying to cover. So much more impressive video this week, although that's not what this is about. Mark Harris, who runs Raw Talent, is more about training these guys. And, like, I think he trains them all week, and this is like the fun they get to have on a Sunday night. Well, we'll let you out a little bit. And then Albert Hill was the other prize possession of the night. You know, we saw him a couple times, Bill, this summer. We saw him at the Ohio State camp. I watched him win the MVP at the Michigan camp, and that's when he got the pair of Air Jordans that are Michigan colors. And, you know, they basically use that as a gift to entice you. But what you're looking at here is a very long corner, and you're seeing him flip the hips both ways there. You're seeing him bend. And if I had the volume up, you'd hear Mark Harris coaching these guys on all the details. You know, Mark Harris, he's coached, you know, Denzel Ward and Duran Grant. You'll be familiar with those names. So this is what he does. And I tell you what, this is one of his better possessions here. Ace Brown over at Archbishop Hoban, a linebacker, 2026. There's some great film of him at tight end. Talk about a tight end that can run. He does that. He's a little bit of receiver skills, but he's been working out at linebacker. And you can see the physique and how he moves his feet. A lot of this stuff is what he'll be doing, but with pads on, and you just don't see like the underlying skills like this when you're out on the football field. We'll take a look at him in coverage. And again, that's Archbishop Hoban's running back. And I think all of anybody did was run go routes. Yeah, I mean, a lot of out and ups. Tylen Boykin is another corner, 2026 at Archbishop Hoban. The length at Hoban and their secondary for a high school secondary. And there are a couple more corners I have in my report. I almost have the whole dime secondary from Akron Hoban in my report, you know, for college football. I'm sure Buck Nutter's like that he's wearing the Ohio State hat. Anthony McMullen, the Archbishop Hoban running back, who's only a sophomore last year. You see some of these drills are pretty creative how you're using your feet. Justin Hodge, Bill, is the receiver at Mentor that is very highly ranked. And he's right here in the all-black, the third one in line there. They're working on coming in out of breaks and watching him sink his hips. You're going to see Justin Hodge catch a ball here against Eli Lee and the other defensive back from Archbishop Hoban here. He seemed like sick a little hitch right here in the middle of him.
What position is Justin Hodge? Tight end?
No, he's a receiver.
Good Lord.
Yeah, he had a great year. Rel O'Neill is a defensive tackle from Benedictine, class of 2026. He's been working out as a tight end. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so you get to see, like, underneath the pads what these guys look like. But when you see them with pads, you just see a lot of bulk. You're going to see O'Neill go through one more bag drill here. But, you know, again, I said the sausage being made. Jerry Hickman, you know, when you take off your shirt at a workout like this, he was a linebacker that transferred to Euclid last year and didn't play. So there's no film. What you're seeing right here is, you know, what people are going to see about him. But he's a guy I got to get there and watch right away because of the little film. Rizzo's a young offensive lineman, moves really well. He'll be a guy from Mentor Lake Catholic. We're taking out. And this is a little peek into what Scouting Ohio and I am going through right now. If you notice, these are all 2026 kids. So I've kind of moved on a little bit from 2025. Mark Harris really likes Sam Collins out of Nordonia, told me to keep an eye on him. There's a defensive back here we're going to look at from Maple Heights, Kendall Brown. He already has three or four MAC offers as a sophomore. So it's a star-studded event when I go to Raw Talent on Sunday night. I mean, there's got to be 10 or 15 kids with offers. And I haven't even showed you the young pups that are the eighth graders and seventh graders at this thing that are, you know, the next generation. Braylon Adams, another young defensive back from St. Edwards. So when it comes to defensive backs, I'll have the state covered with these guys. So there was a little bit. I know the Bucknutters, that's a little digression into the future, names you might not hear of. But I can almost guarantee if I know Mark Harris, one of the guys on his Raw Talent Tour will pop this summer and be a name we're all talking about.
I can tell you this, just from watching that, the one that jumped out to me was Albert Hill. And it's just his length. He looks like he's got that Scottie Pippen wingspan, which is so impressive. Now, there was a question here.
And by the way, if Eli or if Albert Hill wasn't so good at corner, he could be a great wide receiver. The night I saw Hoban play, they were playing Lakewood St. Edward, actually, and that you don't get much better game than that. But he didn't get a lot of action as far as St. Ed's throwing at him, but he looked really – he played some wide receiver, too, and he looked really good at wide receiver as well. I mean, he is a super talented kid on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, it's no easy feat, as you see now, as we – with the Walton Hartline combo, the CBWRU, it's going to be hard to crack the code there. But as I look, Albert Hill looks as good to me as anyone. Most well-known name, at least in these parts, Sam Greer, the left tackle of Hoban, was not there. Mark, you want to go into that?
Yeah, he's been invited to be there. And I know I talked to Mark Harris about getting there. And there was a good offensive line group that I didn't spend enough time with. And I didn't spend enough time with the receiver group. I was kind of running around with my hair on fire. But the Sam Greer is interesting because there's so little video of him right now. We had great basketball video freshman year and then the injury. He showed up at the end of the season in the playoffs and Bill got to see him, but it was only for a couple games. And, you know, with the offer list he has and the little amount of film he is, you could pencil him as in as one of the most intriguing prospects in Ohio. And if we could watch him grow from freshman to sophomore year, I think that'd be cool, you know, backstage access for the Bucknutters. But that's where I'm at with him right now. Let's get some video on him in one of these in the future, and we'll be sure to feature it here.
So the guys are out at practice right now. If you are following on your Twitter or your X, whatever that is, you'll get some good stuff on there, and we will have some good stuff coming for you later on. Let's finish this and see if we can answer a few more questions, and then we will boogie. All right. Did you guys catch the combine at all? Anything jump out to you from that, Mark?
That receiver running that 40 time. It's always fun when you look back at other guys that have run times like that, John Ross and Henry Ruggs and some of these guys. That doesn't always translate into success. As we watched those drills, you saw the receivers going around those cones and they were breaking down. That's receiver. That's what receivers do. That's the nitty-gritty of what you want, a guy who can come in and out of these breaks. I got news for you. The faster he runs, the harder it is for him to slow down and come in and out of breaks. So there are some, you know, how do I say it, opposites, you know, that you think, oh, 4-2, it's going to be great. But I want to watch the quarterbacks throw. I have that recorded. That's one of the things I'm kind of interested in, and I'll kind of be paying attention to.
Last question comes from Jason Craven. I will take a shot at this, and if you guys want a shot, you can have it as well. Any thoughts on Devin Brown's comments yesterday? Obviously, Devin's the quarterback who got to meet with the media, and, you know, I think he's not an easy spot. The group, spiritually, the fans, I think, have moved on to the Will Howard era, which makes it challenging, but not surprised at all from what came out of Devin's mouth. He has been consistent and that he is not, he's marching to the beat of his own drum. He'll take a shot at it. And if it doesn't work out, he'll maybe go elsewhere. But he doesn't strike me as the guy that's going to come out and say, he's never going to say out loud that he's going to lose the competition. But he seems eager to fight and get involved. Bill, did you get the same vibe out of that? Or did you see a guy who's ready to move?
Well, I guess I had the same general vibe, and I'll go back to when he was being recruited. I remember Ohio State had a pretty good quarterback room at that time, and some people were wondering a little bit. And I talked to somebody that was familiar with Devin, and they said, hey, one thing this kid is not going to do is go somewhere else because he's afraid of a challenge. They said, this kid is a competitor, and he's going to bet on himself, so to speak. And he's, you know, a kid that likes a challenge. So I think that he'll give everything he has this spring and he'll say, hey, this is a challenge. I need to win this challenge and we'll see what happens. And then if it doesn't, as you mentioned, Dan, work out, then maybe he does go somewhere else. But I think he's going to believe in himself and fight and try to win that job.
And look, it's football. You're everyone's one snap away from getting their shot. You know what I'm saying? It's like, even if you hear people talk about the NFL now in college, there's so much is going to change between now and then. Let's just see these guys get it done on the field. There's one last thing here I wanted to comment on. Oh, at the combine. Yes, we had to sit through Rich Eisen just trumpeting the khakis. Just think of how glorious it's going to be next year. If and when Ohio State wins the championship, go look at the list of people Ohio State may have. They may have to do a separate combine just for the Buckeyes. That's how many guys they're going to have there. We have a lot to look forward to. Keep it locked in here, people. We've been waiting to hear from Ryan Day, yes, but we've been waiting to hear from Chip Kelly for a good period of time here. I don't think he's going to give away all of his secrets, but I have a feeling this is going to be appointment television for the Nutters. We appreciate you guys stopping by. Have a good one.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.